What's up, everybody?
What's going on, guys?
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
It's the Seth and Colby Show.
I am Seth.
I'm Colby.
We do a show.
It's a show.
It's called the Seth and Colby Show.
And it's pretty apparent.
And it stars me, Seth.
And me, Colby.
Yep. All right.
Talking and doing stuff. Things and stuff and bubbles and fluff, man.
You know, I got this email today from a nice man.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Wenbin Fang.
Oh, yeah.
Wenbin Fang.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't need to spell Fang. Even though it could be F-E-N.
Fang.
Yeah, but it's Fang. Like it a, is, you know, like a fang. He says, I built a podcast search engine called Listen Notes. It's like Google, but podcast. It's free to use. I'm not asking you to buy anything. I just want to introduce you to this tool I built. So already I'm like, you know what? This isn't your typical spam,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he's not selling me nothing.
Right.
Now, the best thing is he's like, listeners use Listen Notes to discover long tail content, e.g. podcasts they've never heard of. So your show may get some new listeners. Listen Notes. Yes, it's like discovering interesting new websites when you search on Google. And as a podcast, you don't need to do anything beyond producing good content and having informative show notes. So at that point, I checked out.
All right.
Because informative show notes is not something that
you
we've ever done
work on the show notes than I think is necessary.
Dude, I literally write down topics and then wing
it. What else would you do?
Well, like back in the day, I used to like write a story, like what happened on the show, like an actual summary.
No one read that.
Well, this guy would have loved it, apparently.
He would have.
Because it's informative show notes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it continues, and he says, many podcasters told me that they also use Listen Notes regular to, one, find past interviews of their prospective guests, e.g. Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah, he's on Listener Notes.
Yeah, you remember when we had Elon Musk on the show, man?
Right.
That was great.
Right around the time Falcon Heavy, you know, went to Jupiter.
He actually announced that mission on our show, actually.
It was an exclusive.
It was.
You only get exclusive content here.
It was. It was one of the best interviews I think we've ever done.
Probably the only one that we've ever done.
No, man, I think it's right up there with our interview with the Pope.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
All of them.
All of
the popes. I would say probably John Paul II was the best.
Yeah.
God rest his soul. Rest in paradise. You know. Was that hip or was that flossing again? I thought that was good. Yeah, I learned that one from Donald Glover. Yeah, rest in paradise.
Rest in paradise?
Yeah, you don't say rest in peace. You say rest in paradise.
Hey, man, this is America, though.
This is America.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
This is America.
Oh, it's right here.
It's right there.
Yeah. Right there.
Bang.
So many memes. I feel like people just make music videos now to make memes. But anyway.
No, you saw the Complex article, or the I don't want to misquote the person, but
I didn't see it. Whatever it is.
Somebody said, please, for the love of God, you cannot meme This Is America music video.
Everything gets memed.
Well, one, yes. But
yes.
Two, especially if you tell the internet not to.
Yes, if you say don't meme this, people are going to meme this. By the way, don't meme
Vice
the show.
Article. Thank you. That is
Vice.
That
hey,
that
Fictional, how are you doing? By the way, hi, Menace. Hi, Birdlaw.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, how you doing? We're Seth and Colby. We do the Seth and Colby show.
How you doing?
But, yeah, it's getting memed. Anyway, back to Listen Notes, all right? Here's the best part of Listen Notes. Because I got this email when I was live earlier, all right?
Okay.
Here's the best part. So here is Listen Notes, okay? Let's just search for us. Seth and Colby. Not Colney. Colby. Okay, there's us right there. Seth and Colby Show. Beautiful. Look what our show is known for, man. In this podcast, scientists.
Perfect.
Yes!
We are scientists.
What describes our show better, okay? News and politics, yes, we cover that.
And Seth.
And then Seth is also in this podcast. That is a fact.
That is a fact.
I am here.
Yeah, you are.
I am doing this podcast right now.
That is where you are.
And then society and culture and then comedy.
Uh-huh.
The last one, maybe not
maybe
that
not
much, but definitely scientists and Seth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you're not in it.
No, I don't either. Just like a tack on.
Like, don't you
they
feel like
it.
If it's going to scrub the title
mm-hmm.
for keywords, it should look for modifiers like and?
Yeah.
You know, like, what if the name of our show was Scientists and Seth?
Mm-hmm.
Would it just put scientists up there
I think so.
I think that Seth guy's been here for every episode. That's true. Never missed one, unlike some people who has missed percentages of shows.
It's small percentages.
Very small percentage, but still not 100%.
You've missed shows.
Well, technically no, because when I miss shows, the show doesn't happen.
Right.
So.
Okay, if that's the case, then I've missed like, oh God, it's got to be under 1% of shows.
Yeah, but I've still never missed one.
I'm gonna.
It's not zero, and it will never be zero.
Oh God, I'm gonna get you to miss a show.
The people, you can't. You can't. You would have to host the show by yourself.
No. I'll like lock you in the bathroom for a little bit.
Okay. Then I don't know how it's gonna happen. It locks from the inside.
Put my foot in front of this door. That 30 seconds before it starts.
And you're just gonna.
I'm just gonna. Hey guys, I'm locking Seth out just to make sure he's not on the show now.
Your
he can't give me shit.
Is so loud though that I could probably yell through the door.
No, you couldn't.
Let's try it.
You could
Let's
not.
Let's try it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna close the door.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Hey, guess what? You're technically not on the show right now. You're not though.
I am. You can hear me, can't you?
No, no one can hear you. No.
You can.
I can.
Chat can hear me too.
Well, you're just so damn loud. He can't. They can't. They can't.
They can hear it.
They could not hear
that.
Do
we have any subs in chat? Is anyone even capable of spamming hogs?
Fictional?
Oh, no. No.
No.
Mod.
No. Confused mod.
Just type the word hog. I don't care. Menace? Yeah, we spent a good long time watching you. See, he capped it, though. It's not true. They could hear us. Why did I close the door? It's going to get hotter than hell.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That was a bad decision.
It's already raised 10
what
degrees.
What alcohol you got there?
Okay, so... all I have in the house is tequila.
Well, that will be fun for Colby Plays Games.
I should have made the video big.
So. Oh, I'm going to die so many times. You're gonna have to
I'm not
shot.
Doing a shot of tequila every time you die.
It's a thing now.
No, it's not a thing.
It's a thing.
It's not a thing. It's not a thing. Yeah, we did watch you drum on my stream the other day.
Why?
I don't remember why, but we did. We were talking about you. We were talking about Rock Band. As we watched that video of you drumming to Chop Suey.
Oh, yeah, I'm 100%.
Yeah, man.
I'm still very proud of.
Yeah, and then we watched you.
15, 14,
and then Bird Law
16.
Wanted to watch you do Through the Mice and Men song.
Through the Fire and the... Oh.
Is that it?
No.
Mice and Men, right?
Yeah. Of Mice and Men.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, because he just spammed Oh Man in chat, which I had to figure out meant Of Mice and Men.
I forget what song it was.
I don't remember either. But
I only did
said,
one.
Oh, man. And so we watched that, and then it auto-played your Miley Cyrus. So.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we watched
That's
that.
That's the best thing of me on the internet.
We watched that whole thing, too. So, mm-hmm. And I didn't realize until I watched it that you were wearing a gold chain the entire time.
Yeah, man. I tried to be as douchey as possible.
It worked. I don't think you could have been douchier.
Perfect.
Yep. So.
Sad thing is, that made me happy.
I said, I was not living in Wichita when this had happened, because if I would, I would have had, like, a spider sense driven to your house and ripped that chain off
your head. Nah, you wouldn't.
It would not. I would not have been friends with you had I known you were rocking a chain,
no,
man.
I was rocking a chain.
You were rocking that chain.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. What
where do you think I got that chain from, though?
Probably Tony P.
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah.
You got that right.
I want to declare victory, but we can't yet. We have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wait. So it's just a tease for you, chat. It's a tease, but maybe. If we look up douche, we'll find your picture in the dictionary. Yep. The douchionary. That's Colby's book.
I've calmed down on the douche.
You have. You definitely have. So, I don't know how you could get worse. I mean,
there could be worse.
I feel like you were about to get a phone call from the producers of Jersey Shore.
Hey, man.
Kansas Edition.
Hey, money.
What would Jersey Shore Kansas Edition actually be called?
Shitville.
MTV Tonight.
You won't watch this.
All new episode.
Don't watch this. Hell's Anus.
The Devil's Anus?
The Devil's Anus.
The Devil's Anus. My headphones are all tied up.
No, I did all the time.
Sorry.
You're having technical issues tonight, man.
No, we're not having technical issues. I mean, unless my body learning how to move my hands not into microphones is a technical issue.
Technically, it is.
It's
yeah.
My brain. It's mm-hmm. a brain issue is
it's
what
not,
it is.
Though. It's not. It's just you're bad at moving and things.
Thanks, man.
Hey, man, I love you.
I appreciate it.
What?
Hey, man, what's that update on that P.O. box? You got it checked it yet?
Yep.
Okay, what did we get? Anything?
Nothing.
What headphones do we use? These are Behringer. Behringer HPM 1000s. They're $10 headphones off Amazon if you want to get a pair.
They're great, other than the fact that they're breaking now and are leaving black shit.
For $10, these are the best headphones you could possibly buy.
They're great. They're fine. They're dandy. They work. That's all that matters.
They work great.
That's all that matters.
They work great. They're comfortable. They're completely over the air, and they're $10.
They're hot.
They are now peeling the plastic off of the headphone part, but that I don't care about. So.
Ooh, yeah, who needs that?
I do have to pick black garbage off of Colby's neck like a female gorilla after every episode. But, like I'm eating grubs, but it's $10, you know?
Can't beat $10, man.
You can't beat $10, you know? When I bought all the stuff for the studio 4 or 5 years ago, you know, and I spent like $3,000 on equipment, I think headphones were one of the last things I bought, and I was like, everyone's getting $10 headphones.
They're better than probably fucking $50 ones.
Well, and the thing about like the studio we used to have is like we did 20 shows there. I was only present for 3 or 4 of them because Cameron was running the day-to-day operations, and the things that the hosts touch are the things that get broken the quickest. Like, you know, like Cameron was specifically was like, never touch the mic, only touch the mic arm if you need to move it around and stuff, you know. Headphones, they have to touch the headphones. Right. So I'm figuring, you know, the people, big fat people get their big fat heads and they snap them. They're big fat skulls.
Heads,
and so
big fat fatties.
I just don't
want
to. I mean, you know, like think of like the chairs, man. You remember those metal chairs we had in there and just got broke? Remember that one that Matthew kept trying to glue over and over again, even though it clearly needed to go in the dumpster? You remember that?
Metal chairs or the bread?
No, there was the wooden one too.
Yeah,
metal ones also broke, but there was a wood one. And we had a thing of Elmer's wood glue in the studio. It was like audio equipment, contracts, Elmer's wood glue. Like it was just not appropriate to have in the studio because Matthew refused to throw the chair away because he thought he could fix it. And eventually Cameron went in on a Saturday when Matthew wasn't there and just threw it in the dumpster. And Matthew came like on Sunday or Monday or whenever when he came back and he's like, what happened to that chair, man? And he was seriously mad that we threw it out because he thought that even if it didn't work for the studio, he could take it home. It was a perfectly good chair.
Oh, he was just going to steal?
Well, he wasn't going to steal it. He was like, if you're going to throw it out, I'll take it off your hands.
I would rather throw it out than have you have it, Matthew.
He's like Charlie Kelly. He's like, hey. To do that, you know, it's like he needed that free chair, that broken
cheese.
Free chair. Cameron's just like, no, it's broke. It's not fixable. And he's like, oh, I can fix it. It's not fixable.
I remember one collapsing at some point in time.
That might have been it. As far as I know, I don't know. By the way, if you guys have questions as to who Matthew is, !Matthew in the chat will get you a link. To last weekend when I was at graduation. You know, it was my sister's graduation.
Yeah,
I don't remember how I even got on the topic of Matthew, but I was telling a story about Matthew, and you know, my grandparents didn't know who Matthew was, and my sister's boyfriend's mother didn't know who Matthew was.
Right.
And I was telling this story, just like all stories we tell on this show, they sound mean, but unless you know who Matthew is,
right,
they're not mean. So I literally pulled up the Twitch app, typed !Matthew into our chat, clicked that link, and I just passed my phone around to show everyone that picture of Matthew, and they're all like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense. I can see why you hate that man.
Yeah, and my mom's like, does he know that you're talking trash on him during your show? And I'm like, no, he doesn't, and I wouldn't care if he did, because he's a hot, steaming pile of human garbage. It's like every extra chromosome that other people have end up with Matthew somehow.
They took them from Matt.
He's the worst.
Yeah, they took him from
him. Do they take him or do they give him? Which one messes you up? Extra or fewer chromosomes?
I don't know. I thought you were talking about smart people having extra.
No. Well, I mean, if God gives, if God takes from others to give knowledge, you know, to the smarts, you know, for like, for every Neil deGrasse Tyson out there, there's got to be a Matthew because he's smarter than your average. There's got to be a dumber. There's 3 smart people made out of 1 Matthew.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say all of them.
All smart people?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. He's not that dumb. He's okay. Maybe 15.
All right.
Let's 15 it.
Let's go from all to 15.
Well, I went from 3 to 15.
I mean, that's a better jump.
It's a compromise, at least.
Sure.
So you conflict resolution. That's me and Colby right there, dude.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's what we do. So a P.O. box. You went and checked it?
Yeah.
What's in there?
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, really? That's surprising.
I don't even own it anymore. I went in there was a bird shit. Somebody sent bird shit.
Did you mail him back a hawk
and
sticker,
it had
man?
Chinese lettering all over it. I was like,
the
what?
Chinese bird?
What is? Who
wow.
is sending what to where and why?
Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
What's that?
I forgot to go to Discord and message that we're live.
Oh, way to go, man. You fucking shit up again, dog.
We live. There. Now, done. I did it. Oh, are you giving me the key?
Yeah.
Is this the only key?
I don't know.
But it's the one that you know of.
Yes.
So you're giving me all the responsibility now of the P.O. box. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. That's fair.
Because I can't go when it's open because I picked the dumbest P.O. box when it's not even open. It's not open.
That was dumb.
That was so dumb.
If you want to send things to us, physical gifts or mail, you know, P.O. box 75648. Wichita, Kansas.
That one.
67275.
That's easy to remember.
That's where you send it. Min is putting me on blast. When you talking about? You talking about the drumming? You talking about the drumming? There we go. Now I'm looking at Discord, and Taylor showed up, so now she's going to come here. It's like, why not set it late?
She's going to be mad again.
Why not put on, like, tweet notifications, you know?
Because, man, you say the Discord more than Twitter.
Say it, look, Birdlaw, that O-Mam cover, though. Loved it.
Hey, thanks, bro.
You liked it.
What was that song again? Because I can't remember it. It's like one of a. I know that there. This is what
I mean,
they
I could
it.
Just look
this
it up.
Ain't called the South for nothing or something like that. I know that one.
Could just look it up. Tweets are dumb? Okay. All right. I see how it is.
Tweets are dumb.
YouTube.com. Do you have /Colby Newman?
Oh, you know it.
You don't, okay.
I don't.
I mean, Discord is better. I totally agree, but I forgot. I apologize. You didn't miss anything.
You missed some stuff.
She didn't miss anything. Don't do it. Colby Newman. Oh, look at this nice photo of you, man. Look at that. It's a nice photo. 22-year-old drummer. You're not 22.
Hey, man, I'm 22 for life.
Second Abda Sebring.
Second of what?
Second Abda Sebring.
Second and Sebring.
That's Abda.
Right.
That's what it says.
That's right.
It says Abda.
Second and Sebring.
Right there.
Yeah, man.
This is it.
It's a good song. You commented on that Get Off Easy one, though.
God, it's so loud.
You're loud. I live my life loud, bro.
I'll thumbs up that, man. There you go.
Hey, two thumbs up,
now
man.
Now you have three, man.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Look, you got three comments on here, man. Sick with a D.
Hey, man.
Did you reply to that one? Thank you. One of my favorite songs of all time. So fun to play.
That must have been the first one?
Dude, that's some high-octane replying right there. I'm going to turn that off so we don't get flagged for copyright.
Smooth.
I liked it. You often do music solo or oftentimes you play together with fellow band members. Question, I generally like playing guitar and toy utilizing multi-track collabs with BandHub. Would you like to collaborate on BandHub? How come you didn't respond to that, man?
Because BandHub is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
I love you too, Bird.
You think latency is a problem here? How about trying to live chat with three other people,
hey,
keeping one tempo?
Hey, man, if the Postal Service could do it
awful.
In 2002, you should be able to do it now in 2018.
Is that what they did?
Well, they literally mailed back and forth their tracks.
That's different.
That's latency, man.
No.
Three delivery days?
Those are separate recording times.
I love this song. You killed it, bro. Thanks. Appreciate it. Trying to get more of these going again. That was a year ago, man. Are you still trying to get more of them going? I like you can literally, like, I don't know if you guys can tell, but I can tell that he has less soul in this comment than he does in this one.
Oh, yeah, there's...
Like, this is like, marks. Thanks, one of my favorite songs of all time. So much fun to play. Like, thanks, appreciate it. I'm trying to get this going again. It's whatever, you know. But life's got me down. You know.
Life's got me in a hole, man.
Life's got me in a hole.
Can't do covers.
So, yeah.
I can do them. I'm just lazy.
I mean, that's all chat talked about. Like, to the point that I was like, he can't actually do these anymore because they'll all go follow you instead of me. Like, I already need them to sub to me and not this show. Like, I already fight that problem.
If
I can't
they,
have
if they
the,
go to YouTube. That's a different thing, man.
Yeah,
we're
that's fine if you do YouTube.
Oh, I'm doing Twitch.
I know, man. You are, though. Like,
all day, actually.
I don't know why you tried to tease me.
During
all
the
day.
Times you're streaming, I will be on Twitch drumming. Because I don't have a job.
We also watched part of your Twitch stream.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we did. And we also watched
Wait,
part
which
of your
one?
Live stream. The only one on your Twitch.
Yeah. The one that has no drumming because my audio didn't work?
I think it had drumming.
I don't think it did. Because if it did, I would have done it more.
Then people made fun of your name. They called you Newman, and then we talked about types of cheeses. And
Newman.
That's basically what my chat devolves into. Then we started ranking the best types of cheeses. Because I said Colby's a cheese, you know, and then Morris said, like, American cheese was Dreck, and, you know, we all agreed, basically, but, so.
Sometime before you leave this earth, Birdlaw. Sounds good, man. I'm assuming I will have a drum set.
Put them in the music on Discord.
For that
man.
Amount of time.
I mean, you have your drum set, don't
Hopefully.
You?
Hopefully. Yeah, I mean, I do now, but yeah. I can't say for when Trump explodes things.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to guess that Trump will kill Birdlaw before he kills us here in Kansas, right? Why is it at 1.25 speed?
Oh, because that's the optimal speed to watch the song be.
See, we can hear your drums. We can hear them.
I forgot I did this.
I think it's just audio out of sync.
This is on Twitch?
Yeah. I'm watching this. Just clicked it right now on Twitch. I honestly don't know how this is still here. Like, it should only say VODs for 60 days. For some reason, this live stream archive from 3 years ago is still here.
Yeah, this is 3 years old.
Yeah, man, it's old. You need to do more of it, dude.
I can't play this song anymore.
Need to do more of it, man. People would watch. People would watch.
It's too hard to figure out, man.
It's not. I have offered multiple times to come help you.
Man, it's still too hard.
It's not too hard. Think of all the equipment we could get back from Unofficial Tony P for you to do this thing. Think of that. Think of that part of it.
Hard.
No, I could do. You could literally.
You told me my whole thing is I need a Windows computer. I don't have that.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't have.
My mind has been. I know a streamer who uses. She's all on Mac, man. All on iMac.
I just need it. Well,
is this post Chris spilling water on your computer? Is this your old PC or your new one?
Mac Pro. And I literally probably used, like, Twitch's in-house live stream. Because there's no overlays or nothing.
Yeah.
I tried to use OBS, and that didn't work.
I bet you could. I bet OBS on your Power Mac would work.
And I think I literally just plugged in a soundboard.
Yeah.
An eighth chord.
Yeah.
Into the input, and then just use
that. I mean, all you need is, like, you could spend $80 and get, like, a Red Scarlet and just have it be a USB interface. Just plug it right in.
Have a USB interface.
Then that's all you need. You could stream, man.
I'm not going to do that.
Dude, think about it. After this show on Sundays, when you...
It would be twice a week.
That's all we do this show. Are you saying third show?
I'm saying
third show. Are you saying two shows is not enough? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
You're saying... Well, your fucking stream over here, like, I can't compete with...
Good.
35
I don't need
hours
you compete.
Of content.
You have a full-time job that pays you. I don't. My full-time job is Twitch. Also, Amina says your tat's huge.
Yeah.
Have you ever shown your tat to the screen, man?
I don't know.
I don't think you have.
Third show.
See? Taylor wants one. She's a sub, too.
It's pretty large. I like, the skull's the big part. But
good description. Guys, I want you to know.
You can't even see it, man.
Flower.
There's flowers in it. There's one, there's two, and then there's a third one back there. But the skull scares people, so I got to keep that under the sleeve, you know. Except when I go to the gym, then I'm like, ooh, that's your skull on my arm, bitch. Stole it.
That's your skull. I stole it from you.
Stole your skull, man.
I took it, and I ate you.
Ah, it's hot.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at that tequila, because I didn't know if...
Oh, man, you gotta start. You gotta start.
I don't want it. It's going to be so hot.
Bring it on.
It's going to be so hot. When's my tattoo? I have a tattoo of a cross on my... Colby won't even understand.
I don't understand that. What does that mean?
That means that Taylor is a true fan. That's what that means. Of me, in particular.
Mm.
Yeah, so... Thank you, Taylor. That made my life. I'll tell Chris you said that. That'll make her life, too.
I don't know.
That's actually really funny. What? What did you say before Taylor said that?
You said, when are you getting your tattoo?
Oh, when am I getting my tattoo? Whenever I figure out what I want, and I don't know what that is, and so probably never.
Destiny emblem right here, man.
Now, I thought about that at one point, but then Destiny just all over my life, so.
That's probably why you don't get stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, what do I have in my life that will never...
I don't know.
Turn, like... never turn its back on me.
That's why I haven't gotten the inner arm done yet. Is because
you don't
I
know what you're gonna be.
No
idea. My face, man. I'll never leave you.
I don't want that.
See, I know for a fact that eventually Colby would leave me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he's handsome. He's got opportunities. He's got talent. He's got the chances to make friends. Like, he hasn't realized it yet, but he has all these things.
All those are false.
I'm done. I've reached the end of my journey. This is now it until the end of time. All right? That's how I knew I could get married. Because I'm not going to get anyone else. I'm going to date a box if that's my only option.
Box.
This butt I got, man. Hand me that bucket right there.
Chris or a bucket.
Hand me that bucket. Hand me that.
I'm not going to do that.
Why not, man? That's my. That's good, because that would be my future wife. And I don't want your hands all over her. Touching her bucket and her deep, deep hole.
I'm going to touch it deep. I'm going to touch her so deep.
Gross. Mm. Oh, God. What were we doing?
It's a little gross, bro. It's a little gross, bro.
I feel like we started the show talking about something else, and we have just spiraled to this.
This is also the third show in a row that haven't played the intro.
Oh, we're not. I thought we had agreed that that's over.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I thought that we actually
had. No one needs an intro. Who needs an intro?
I thought we had actually said that. Did we not agree that?
I don't know. I think we probably did, but I did.
I mean, I haven't played it because I thought that we both agreed that the intro ruins the show.
It does. It makes people leave.
It does. Like, it's really cool, but it makes people leave because it's too long.
Yeah, no, it's good for people who are interested in it. But if they're, like, here and they're, like, wavering on the edge of should I stay, should I go?
I mean, really, I just need to do... I just need to do the radio thing where every half hour I need to say who we are and how you can support the show.
Oh, yeah? Good luck with that.
I mean, that's what I need to do. I'm thinking about getting... This is serious because I was thinking about it from my stream, too. Because you lose track of time so easy.
Yes.
And, like, it tells you, like, your elapsed time down here, but keeping track of, like... That is very difficult.
You probably don't always have OBS up either.
No, I do, but yeah, here we don't. Yeah. I mean, we do here most. I like OBS time. Because I like to see if we're live.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me that if we didn't go live, I wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just literally today looking for an egg timer for deaf people.
For deaf people?
Yeah, because I'm not going to be... Like, if it beeps, I don't want people to hear it beep.
Uh-huh.
So I need it to, like, flash.
Oh.
Like, I need a timer that I can set for 1 hour, and then it goes, boop, 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 and then I can, you know, do all the spiel of
there
sub to me.
There has to be an app that you can download.
Where am I going to put my phone, dude?
What? No, not on your phone, on your computer.
I didn't think about that.
Google Chrome has this whole thing called Chrome extensions and, like, the apps you can use and stuff. Like, you should probably look up that because I'm pretty sure it's easy to make a flashing fucking timer.
I need it to, like, show up, like, down by the start menu,
though. You can always have it on the top and just put it real tiny on the bottom.
I could probably literally... I could probably make a website that just counts down an hour.
Probably do that,
and
too.
Then it just says, talk dummy when I need to talk. And
yep. 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 But no, you're lazy and focusing on, I gotta stream all day, play this goddamn video game, shit, gotta get Colby to do some work and all this crap, and not. You gonna get, like, any opinions? Have you told anybody what you're doing?
About what?
What are you having me do?
No, not really.
You don't wanna?
Well, I haven't, like, shown it to stream.
Spot?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, I've said I'm working on a rebrand.
Okay.
I didn't tell Stream that you surprisingly sent me one.
Uh-huh.
So, I generally don't because they're like, show me it. And then, like, you know.
Right.
Now,
You're not going to get opinions on it. Yeah, this is me.
No.
No.
I mean, no offense to our viewers, but their opinion on my personal brand doesn't really... factor into my decision.
Yeah. Plus, then you get that whole mob mentality of
well,
one
that's,
person says one.
Well,
thing
and it's and also it's like, very hard.
Oh yeah, you're right. No, that looks like a penis.
Like it's very hard to do that because when your community is this small and tight knit as ours is and mine is, which we basically share people,
mm-hmm.
like one person's opinion means a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make a decision based on someone else's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make it based on my opinion. And if that person doesn't like it, I'll take it into consideration. But I don't need it poisoning my pure opinion before it goes live. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like
I get you there.
I mean, you think like when Walmart does a rebrand, they call in one dude who shops at Walmart, you know, and they're like, what do you think our new logo?
They definitely have like, you know.
Focus groups?
Yeah.
They do.
Yep.
But then they choose to ignore them if they don't like
right.
them. Okay, correct. Well, how about this? I'll do a focus group for subs.
There you go.
You know, I should do that in Discord, honestly. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw it. Yesterday, I set up a sub roles on Discord.
Yeah.
So if you sub to Seth and Colby or you sub to Z-Swigs, you automatically get a special place in the sidebar.
Yes.
So you already get a special place in the sidebar if you're the top D. Okay?
Called
the biggest D. Mm-hmm. All right? You're the big D.
Yeah, you're the big D.
All right? And so, like, right now for this show, Taylor and Basement Brain are both top D, even though Basement Brain may be dead. I'm not totally sure. Possible. Haven't seen him in a long time. Mm. A little worried he might be dead.
Hopefully he's not dead.
Yes. But they're both top Ds. And then there's two people on my channel that are both top Ds. Mm-hmm. And then I also added all the subs yesterday. So I could make a special Discord channel that only subs and top D can chat in. And then I could put it in there and be like, what you think?
There you go.
Because they're the people that pay me.
Yeah.
Like, without them, there would be no need for a brand. Right. So I could do that.
Yep.
And then afterwards, we could put in the brand you're working on for Seth and Colby.
Yeah, that one. That one.
I mean, I'm not going to complain because he made mine, but I thought the reason I was honestly so surprised, like, I asked Colby, and we said this on the show, like, I asked Colby to take a pass at my brand and help me make it look not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right. And then he sent me, like, a full-fledged logo a couple days ago, and then today he shows me, like, something that's even better. And so I know that he's not working on the rebrand for Seth and Colby, because my stuff was last on the list.
Ours is hard.
I know it is, man.
Yours is easier. Yours has a theme to it. Our show has no theme.
I know, man. It's like the stupid. It's this website thing. It's all this. Like, how are you supposed to describe our show?
I don't know.
The algorithm literally said scientists and Seth. Like, it even ran out of descriptors. Just like, I guess Seth's in it. Add that to the list. You know, it doesn't even know, and it's on computer.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do? It's a show about everything, but it's also a show about nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. News and politics, social and culture, and comedy, man.
I think Menace Today said that you have to have a podcast like ours in order to appreciate the highbrow podcasts out there. You know, I think that's a compliment.
I feel like that's an insult.
But I think it's a compliment. I'm not. I haven't totally noodled through it, but I think it's a compliment.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I think it is.
Sure, we can take it as one. I mean
he's listens. That's a compliment. All we need.
Yeah,
but
that's fine with me.
Yeah, man.
I just want to see if you wanted the opinions of people, man.
I mean, I'll get their opinions, but if they disagree, if they don't like it, they're gonna get whipped with a reed.
With a reed.
Like it's Vietnam.
Give me a switch. I'm gonna beat your butt.
No, that's not true. I would love to hear their opinions. I just can't imagine anyone says it's bad. Because I'm very, like, I'm more critical of things probably than anyone.
I know, I'm very scared when I make things for you.
Yeah, I'm very critical. Because I just, like, right to the bone, man.
Yeah.
And he's making it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's bad, just back of the hand, man. I got to hide them bruises.
Oh, my God. Wrong! Do it again!
But yeah, I mean, I don't know what we'd do with our brand.
I'm just going to make it look fancier.
I mean, just, I don't know, man.
See, but that's the thing, is I want to do something cool, but I can't think of something cool. When I did yours, I'm like, I know the style, and I know how to make that style cool.
Okay.
And in the, yeah, but...
I mean, just make something that describes, like, our relationship or something, man.
Oh, yeah, let me just sum that up into a fucking symbol.
It's just like...
I'm gonna make two dicks crossing.
Perfect. What's the problem? Why don't we do that? I don't understand. You've had it figured out this whole time.
Oh, man, that would be the greatest.
put that in Discord. Just be like, what do you guys think?
What do you guys think? You think this is good? You think this comes across well? Accurate? I think it's pretty accurate.
Your head's on the Step Brothers poster. I'm just rubbing my nuts on his drum set.
Yep.
Oh my God, dude.
Skull and crossbones.
Yeah, I don't know what we do
either. Skull's a ball sack, bones are two dicks.
I mean, our show is, it's uncategorizable.
Yeah.
You can't put it in a category.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very odd and very strange, but I enjoy it.
Hey, Capital, how are you, man? Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know what you do.
I'm going to figure it out.
I think we need a new color scheme, and we need a new logo. We need new words logo.
Words.
Like a word logo, you know? A
word logo.
Like, I designed the current logo. Like, here's the thing, okay? Like, Colby is full-fledged 100% designer, okay? Like, he can see a blank canvas and imagine something. I cannot. I can get halfway done, okay? So, like, for me, this thing right here, Seth and Colby, this logo right here, okay? I made that. I just typed in Gotham. That's just Gotham Ultra. That's all that is. It's just a font.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good, but that's because the people who made Gotham did a great job making that font. And we should give a big round of applause to, I think it's like Hoffrerin Jones or whoever
some
made
German
that.
German people, for sure.
Capital says, y'all need Jesus. We both tried it. We both decided, nah.
Y'all need Jesus.
Both decided, nah. You like it? I mean, I don't dislike it, okay? It's like the same thing for my personal channel. I don't dislike my current look.
Mm-hmm.
I just know it could be a lot better than what it currently is. Just like this. Because you're way better at it than I am.
I just know how to make it look more clean, and that's about it.
Sure. I don't know what that means. Clean to me is like a bald man in a white t-shirt tied ad. That's what I think of when I think clean.
It's a tied ad.
By the way, tied ad memes should never have gone away.
No.
I miss those.
I miss those too, man.
Do you think they're on TV still and we just don't see them because we don't watch TV?
It's possible.
You've got a sweatshirt with that logo?
Back when we had Cafe Press, maybe? Taylor, you're crazy.
That blows my mind. Yeah. I don't ever remember selling sweatshirts with that logo on it.
No, I'm sure we did.
No, because this is post-Cafe Press.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I made this logo when I made our Best Of CD, like, in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2010.
That was post-Cafe Press?
Yeah. Because that was post-Duo.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Definitely. I remember making that.
Duo existed until 2015.
Well, Duo still technically exists.
Nah.
Have you seen this?
I don't know why that's there. I don't.
You know what? Actually, I've been meaning to add this to your list.
Mm-hmm.
You should make a video intro for the Raptor Teeth. And just do... It should just be like Raptor Teeth instead.
Mm.
And we'd put that up there.
Great. Adding on to the list, man.
Yeah, add it to the list. Hey, it's something you can do before Seth and Colby, man. You should be happy. Besides, you like 3D video stuff. I was thinking.
I've expanded my knowledge with the Colby Plays Games video.
Yeah.
3D simulated a goddamn jet flying through the air, man.
Yeah. It looks
hard.
Cool. Yeah.
It hard as shit.
And it looks great. You're gonna see it in 20 minutes, chat. Yeah. You'll see that. It'll look great.
Could look better.
Everything can look better. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need perfection. You just need good enough.
It's good enough.
Unless you're me, and then I crave perfection.
Right.
But for this show, because Colby has to do all the work for free, please, by the way, if you haven't yet, you should totally... Which one? This one? Why is my face not big?
Why is what?
I don't have a big face anymore.
Why not?
I'm on the Seth close-up, but it's not me close-up. Hold on.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's not fair, man.
It's really not.
Tell me where to move it. Like this way?
Yeah,
like
right that. There. That's good.
Is this good?
That's good.
Sub to us, donate, and cheer. I don't remember why I'm asking you to do those things anymore. Why was I asking? Oh, because you do all the design work for free.
Yeah.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, audience. This man right here.
This guy.
Yeah. Here, I'll move.
This guy.
Yeah. There you go. You can move back to where you were.
This man.
That man right there. He does all the work for free, all right? So sub, donate, cheer. So he gets some money for doing all this work that he actually hasn't done yet. You know what? I didn't think that through, if I'm being totally honest. Where's the second camera? It's right here.
That's so weird.
Looks horrible.
Yeah, it's really unbalanced.
It looks so bad.
This one seems real soothing and natural and kind of, you know, normal. That looks like we're dying.
You know what it is? Seriously? It's like It's like the woman. This is like the woman after 10 drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the woman when you sober up.
It's like, oh, God.
Ugh.
No. What?
Hey, ladies, you like it?
Yeah, that's not what I expected.
You didn't like that, man?
That's not what I expected.
If that's the Twitch thumbnail,
that's, oh, no.
We got to quit.
Oh, no.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We got it. But anyway, what were we talking about?
Design and things and stuff.
Yeah, so do that for us, man.
That'd be that. I'll do that.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Cool. Also make the Rapid Teeth video logo.
Yeah. What the fuck am I going to do about that?
Like, I was saying, like,
am I going to have to 3D simulate a fucking raptor attacking the camera?
I was thinking, like, you know, a raptor, like, runs at the camera and like, chomps down and opens his mouth and there's the raptor teeth.
Yeah, because I can do that.
No, I was really thinking more like, you know, like, the eyes appear and then, like, the jaws come down or something. Cool.
That one's a little more.
Yeah. Just some, because like all this is. What is that? 3 seconds of animation and then a really annoying guitar tone. Like that's all we need for Raptor Teeth, and I can make another really annoying song to go behind, and it'll be perfect.
Gotcha.
Yeah. For the record, I do like that Turok intro. Don't know it. To Google it.
Turok, isn't that a dinosaur game?
Yeah, that's an old dino game, dude. I don't want the funny intro. Turok Dinosaur Hunter 1080p intro. Here we go. What about this, man?
Loading.
Dude, you remember Acclaim? What a great company.
Nope.
Zoinks? Can we include some zoinks in ours?
Oh my god.
Like, you think they could do this back in 1997, man?
I can't do that shit, man. I'm a fake 3D artist. Oh my god.
Dude, you could absolutely make stuff of this caliber.
Wow.
Dude, that's horrible.
That was bad.
Is that the one you're talking about, Menace? There's gotta be another one, right? There's gotta be.
I thought there was like a remake of it not all too long ago. Maybe not. Turok 2, Seed of... No, that's... Yeah, that's different.
Turok 2 intro?
Maybe.
Intro Turok Evolution? Maybe it's Turok Evolution, man.
Nope, that looks the same.
Mm. Oh, I remember this game, dude. Oh my god, this game! This is Nostalgia Bomb for me. Right here, dude. This lizard does not like this dragonfly. He crushes it and laughs. Ha ha! He dead. Okay, I don't see, you know, it's cool to see that intro again, but I don't see how that's going to help us with Raptor Teeth.
Yeah, no.
I do not see how that's going to help us with Raptor Teeth at all, so. Unless we want to throw an axe at it.
Yeah, I have no idea how to do it. You notice all the 3D elements I got, they're pretty stationary. They don't really move a whole lot.
Okay. Yeah. Just frame by frame it, man. You got time.
Frame by frame it.
Yeah, man, just put on Inception or something long. Put it on one screen, the other screen just... Slowly animate the raptor team.
I'm just going to get a raptor-like toy and film it on green screen.
Dude, that'd be great,
and then
dude.
Do stop motion.
That's fine. Do the sound effects, too.
I'm not going to do that. You're responsible for the noise.
That was pretty good, actually, I thought. Yeah, when you know, in the screech part, too.
That was terrible.
Oh, man, I liked that. Okay, I thought that was pretty dang good.
That was the worst thing I've ever...
Turok 3, Shadow of Oblivion. 7 minutes and 49 seconds. Why? That's too long. Yeah, no, it's too many.
Thanks, man.
It's too many. But yeah, so we can get rid of the duo if we do that. Because I am working on an update to the RaptorTeeth.live website.
Oh, yeah.
That includes a Seth and Colby page and a Z-Swigs page that has... links to everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the podcast will probably always be on Duo because it's too much work to move it.
Yeah.
But everything that's on the Duo website, plus everything that's new, like the Twitch stream and our chat and links to the merch and links to all the social and stuff that aren't just buttons, we can do on the Raptor Teeth site. And then we could put the Raptor Teeth logo in front of this instead of Duo and just hope Cameron never notices so I don't have to answer any awkward questions.
No, he'll notice and be like, hey, so, man, you giving up Duo?
I mean, I would prefer...
I gave up 5 years ago, friend.
I mean, honestly, I would prefer... I'm going to ask him. I need to remember to do this, but I have to, like, Christmas or something. I need to remember to ask him to not renew it and instead let me do it so I can be in possession of it again. Because the idea was when I gave it to him that he would keep running it, and he hasn't ran it.
He hasn't done that.
At all.
He had a kid.
Well, that's a recent excuse. What about the 2 years before that?
He was unpassionate.
That's a fact. Yep. So, and I don't really mind. Like, it's a thing he does for free, and it turns out, like, you live and you learn. No one's as passionate about your own projects as you are. That's how it works. So, but the Duel website I think is really cool. I would love to put more podcasts on there, but as of right now, it's just kind of. Basically a really
traction.
Really great website just for our show. But I would love to put up like our old episodes and old videos and stuff. And
yeah, let's not do that.
Why not, man? What would we make people pay for them?
That's better.
What if subs only? What if only subs can see them?
Sure.
Okay.
Nah, subs have to give them more money.
We're going to charge them for a sub to Duo as well.
$5 sub.
Hey, the Duo fan club. Duo, you know, part of the reason Duo didn't work is we charged money before people could listen. And in this new Duo iteration, the business model I came up with is the one we should have done the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, the newest episodes are always available, but the back episodes and bonus episodes, certain shows are premium only. Mm-hmm. And you can pay $1 a month minimum. You can keep going up. Like, $5 a month gets you something else. $10 a month gets you everything. Mm-hmm. But $1 a month gets you access to the entire catalog. Because $1 a month is nothing, you know?
No.
So everybody could afford $1 a month.
Right.
Just like everyone in chat right now can afford 100 bits.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You could also afford more than that.
Colby just steps on the gas. Just
pull it out.
Yeah, but Taylor says yes to old video.
No lube.
So, Taylor wants it. Taylor says three shows and yes to old video. She is the only person in our chat right now that has a sweatshirt with our logo on it.
That's very true.
Yeah.
She does need to get an updated t-shirt, though.
Yes.
Because those are better looking.
Do remember, however, what I said about one person's opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about what?
Like, you can't just listen to one person's opinion, so. $1 a month? I'm not Rockefeller. What do you think I am? You think I'm over here sitting on a gold mine with my dollars every month?
Jesus.
But yeah, Duo is... Duo has potential. It's always had potential.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a terrible name. Okay? That's my biggest problem with it. It's a terrible name.
It's not a terrible name.
It's a terrible name.
It's just a terribly hard to pronounce name.
It's terrible.
For dumb people.
This is the current episode. This is the back end of Duo right here. This is current episodes of on Duo. So let's see. There's a new episode of What the Fuego that was added mid-March. So it's been 2 months. And then we keep going back here. And there was another What the Fuego that was added mid-November. So in the last 6 months, there's been two episodes of another show that wasn't ours.
Dude, if you're going to do two, like, I mean, I get us
right
doing once a year. That wasn't that was for fun.
Right. Also, we didn't host it on Duo or anything.
Yeah.
Well, I think, like, this guy right here, the What the Fuego guy, like, mm-hmm. This guy right here, I think, like, his co-host had, like, cancer or something.
Mm.
So, like, the show, like, he used to do one a week.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think they kind of stopped because of the whole...
Cancer thing. Yeah, that would be
So I don't really know for sure. But, like, remember this episode? Victory Lap? Sports show that Cameron added? This is the only show Cameron's contributed in a long time. Mm. You know, two episodes, that's it. We haven't had a new one since October. Cameron's actual show hasn't had a new episode since July? September 18th. And now we're back so far that my Destiny podcast is here. That's how far back we are now, in September of last year. I was still doing that in September of last year.
In September, man. That's terrible.
I guarantee you this is a solo episode.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you.
Definitely. 1,000%. No way Pinella's doing that still.
Dude, good production quality. focus on speedrunning. So I think that makes it easier than normal.
Like, no, he's there.
Oh, shit.
He's there, man. He's there. It's crazy. I would not expect that. So it's nuts. It's nuts, man. But, yeah, so we used to have a few shows, you know. But Cameron just kind of, yeah, I mean, he had the kid and he stopped. And hey, there's my podcast that I did solo. Hey, it's almost been a year since I did my last episode, so.
The Z Swig show?
Yeah. That was before I started streaming full time, so like once a week I just upload something to my YouTube and I would talk about like whatever happening around, you know, the world or whatever. Yeah. Before we did this show too.
Mm-hmm.
No. Was it? No, we started in April, so it was right around the same time. That was right when I started doing content creation full time. But I didn't have the PC yet, so I couldn't stream full time. But yeah, I mean, like, if you go to the shows page on Duo, we've got like lots of shows. Like, I probably need to take New off High Hopes and Weekly Reset and Victory Lap because none of those shows are new. The only show that's new is the Seth and Colby show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does that say, man, about our show? We're the only one on there producing new content.
I think it says
we
more.
We need to leave.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to disband the Duo.
No, man.
And become a singo.
It's like my first company, man. Plus, this website is so freaking good. Like, look at these graphics down here, man. Like, join the fan club. Like, look at this page, man.
Yeah, man.
Look at this page. Like, look at this photo of Bash wearing a shirt, dude.
Oh, I remember.
So good.
I took that.
Yeah, I know you did.
I made that logo, too.
Look at my emoji icons. I didn't make those, though. Aren't these great?
Those are great.
See, $1 a month access to every show Duo offers, special bonus shows, vaulted and classic shows. Never got around to doing that one. But also, no subscribers.
Good point.
So, doesn't matter, really. Special editions of current shows. Don't really do that. Don't really do that at all. And then, but $5 a month, you get occasional free exclusive swag delivered by mail. T-shirts, stickers, mugs, posters, and everything else that you get in here. And then for $10 a month, you get everything in here. Plus 10% off everything in the Duo store at all times, man. Look at that.
Wow.
It basically pays for itself.
Yeah.
Chad, if you're listening to me right now, no one do this. Okay. So. But the graphics are cool.
Don't do it. Sub here for $9.99. Get two emotes. One of, I think, my fat face.
And it is. It's your big fat face and the hog
emote.
Yeah. Tier 2
to
sub.
Use anywhere in Twitch. Hey, wait. I subscribe to you, so that means I get to use the okay anywhere and
anywhere
Twitch.
You want, man.
You know, I will admit that I'm very much taking advantage of the no ads on your damn
videos.
Dude,
it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. That applies to this show, too. All subs get no ads.
Just saying.
And if you're like, I already don't get
privileges.
Ads, well, then you have Twitch Prime, and you should use your free sub on us.
Like, always. Don't spread it out.
We're whores.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
No, it's okay.
We didn't get to any of the show prep that I wrote down tonight.
What?
Like,
let's whip it out.
Can
let's
we get to
speed run?
We got like 7 minutes. Can we get to the most important thing
speed
of the
run.
Week? All right.
Speed run.
Is it Yanni or Laurel? What do you hear?
Laurel.
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 Okay.
The first, okay, I looked this up today.
Okay,
so I've spared myself from it until today. I heard a different one first, then I came back to this one.
This is the OG.
First time I played it, I heard Yanni. First time. But then it kept repeating, kept repeating, kept repeating. All I heard was Laurel.
So I think the thing is that it's like the dress for me. Mm-hmm. When I first saw that stupid dress, and everyone knows what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
It was gold and white.
Right.
And then when I went home and I looked at it again, it was blue and black, and I never saw it another way. And if I had not experienced the yellow and white,
mm-hmm.
I would not have believed people were stupid enough to ever think it wasn't blue and black.
Right.
So I come into this with that mindset that someone out there is really hearing Yanni when it's clearly Laurel.
Yeah. No, I heard Yanni the first time. First time it played, I heard Yanni.
Is this the same thing?
Laurel.
Okay, so that's... Okay, so what people are saying... What people are saying is that people who are more frequently... Or more atoned to hearing higher pitches,
mm-hmm.
hear Yanni. And people who are more atoned to hearing these deeper voices or deeper pitches, they hear Laurel.
I'm assuming some dude said Yanni, some dude said Laurel. Put the Laurel-only bass, Yanni only in high pitch frequencies, overlaid the two, and just played it. That's
really?
What this is. That's my guess.
Laurel.
Like, see,
Laurel.
That still sounds like Laurel to me.
Laurel.
Do they both sound like Laurel to you? Yeah, yeah. Me as well.
It sounds more like Yanni on the first one when it's higher pitched, but it still sounds like Laurel.
Like, there was one yesterday where I don't remember. Maybe it's a
Brainstorm. Brainstorm and green something.
I'm just going to check out the actual tweet.
Oh, my God.
This lady is selling stuff now.
Are you kidding me?
God, that's disgusting.
Well, we're whores, so we can't really.
No, we can't. We just ask people to sub to us, so you know what?
Can't really.
Live your life. All right. We're going to scroll down, because one of these things in here, some guy, like, posted a Twitter video that, like, slowed it down and sped it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard Yanni. But he had to distort it, you know? I should probably not just show this on Twitch, by the way, because I can't believe we didn't just get one big dong at some point.
There's no dongs on Twitter.
Are you kidding me? There are so many dongs.
Who puts dongs?
Also, lots of ladies getting their hair did.
Look at my hair did. My name is Laurel. Oh, God.
Should we click this trap remix?
I mean, I kind of want to.
I kind of want to, too. I hate my life, though.
Gonna get copyrighted strike, man.
We cannot get a copyright strike for the Yanni Laurel trap remix.
So watch it happen.
We need to go to actual SoundCloud though, because it's way too it's too loud. Is there like a volume slider or something? I'm too old to use SoundCloud.
It's on the bottom.
Oh, okay, thank you. What is this? Leap. There it was, dude. This is terrible.
It's about to break, though. I see some higher spikes.
Here we go. Prepare for the beat.
I don't get how this is called trap music.
Because we're trapped. We've trapped our audience into listening to it with us.
Like they say, this is America's a trap song.
They're all trapped watching me do this dance.
I don't get what that means.
I'm white.
But that don't mean shit.
Literally, if I just slammed my forehead on GarageBand, this is what would come out. That's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Byron Mitchell, I'm sure you're a very nice man with your crew cut in the pool. Stop making music. Trap means drugs. I've never heard This Is America. Is it good?
You've never heard This Is America?
No. I don't like Donald Glover. I can't
take
it.
It's good in a way.
I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him being.
Did we talk about
everything.
I watched Atlanta?
Yeah.
I watched all of Atlanta now.
Yeah.
Was
it good?
Way through.
Was it good?
Yeah.
See, like, enough's enough. Like, you don't need to run TV with Atlanta. You don't need to be the best thing about the Han Solo movie. You don't need to be the king of music. You don't need to do everything.
He said he's making one more album as Childish Gambino, and then he's going to retire him.
No, he ain't.
That's what he said.
Yeah, so Jay-Z retired 16 years ago. Look at him.
That's what he said, man.
He's got hair now. Jay-Z's the only person who retires and then grows hair. Doesn't make any sense. You know, Childish Gambino. I know, man. I'm the only person in the world. I take a stand.
No.
He took too much talent from my friend Matthew.
Jesus. He is a odd person.
Well, I mean,
I watched an interview with him on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah?
And he seems... I don't really want to know if I want to go into this territory.
Okay, this ought to be good.
But he just kind of seems a little racist.
Okay. He can't be racist, though. He's black.
Right. Yeah. And that's the whole reason I didn't want to go into it. But, yeah, he really seems like he doesn't like white people a whole too much.
Well, we kind of suck. I mean, most of the problems in the world are our fault.
We just because we have the same skin,
it's just, I mean,
does
but,
not mean Jews and Nazis were the same skin color.
Yeah,
one's worse than the other.
Yeah, but they're both white.
So
that's all I'm saying, man. Statistically,
both
I'm correct.
Have faced
Nazis.
Shit, man.
he's trying to weasel
shit
out of this sentence, and he can't do it.
I can't.
The Nazis had trouble. You know how much money it cost to build all those camps? That's what Colby was going with right there. That was that's the road he was going down.
I don't know. I feel like if I like Childish Gambino, then that means I gotta like the fact that I hate myself.
No, you
I'm
don't
white
need to do that. You yeah don't need to do that. It's the same thing like why you can watch Kevin Spacey movies. You could separate the art from the artist. You can do that.
Sure.
I don't feel like there's anything wrong with loving someone's creation, but not loving the person who created it.
Mm-hmm. But mainly, most of the time, I want to like the person who creates
it. Yeah, I agree with that.
But then again, you don't really know.
No.
That.
I mean, he's...
Never really.
I mean, with the risk of offending Menace, he's got to be a douche. Have you seen the newest John Mulaney stand-up?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know there's that whole part in it where he's talking about Mick Jagger? And he's like, Mick Jagger just yells Coke.
Right.
And Coke appears in his hand. Uh-huh. And he's like, yes, that's rude. But if we could say Coke and it materializes in your hand, uh-huh, we would all do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his example was like, I'm on my phone, and back in the 40s, if the phone line went dead, you think your friend died.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, this phone sucks! And you throw it on the ground and you hate everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because your perspective changes. And so your attitude towards those things change. Donald Glover has achieved... He's achieved success unlike most people.
Right.
He's well regarded in the worlds of music, film, and television.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All he has to do is star in SpongeBob SquarePants on Broadway, and he's the EGOT. All right. It's all he's got to do. And in order to be that talented, you have to be a jerk. Right. I honestly believe that.
Oh yeah, I definitely felt that from watching interviews with him.
I think that's true, and I think the proof is like, see, watch this, chat. I'm not famous yet. One day I hope to be. Colby, am I a jerk?
Yes.
Yes. There you go. Am I nice on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In real life, total jerk.
You treat people so poorly.
I do. I demand
you
cokes.
You whip me to make you shit for free.
I do. Back in the hand, no bruises.
Shithead.
No, well, I mean, I talk about that on this show all the time. Like, I'm very abrasive. I tell people the truth. You know, that's how I've always been. Yeah. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Oh.
There's only, like, so many people that have that in life. Tracy Jordan? Tracy Jordan, not Morgan.
Okay.
From 30 Rock. It's a joke. EGOT. Yeah, like, Oprah's an EGOT. Like, the people who write Disney songs got EGOTs. Whoopi Goldberg's an EGOT. There's, like, the people who made South Park are EGOTs. There's 12 of them. That's it. Because it's incredibly difficult to be... Have that award in every...
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony?
Yeah.
And Tony's the broad...
It's
like
the play,
the,
yeah. Okay. It's for plays.
Gotcha.
So, like, for South Park people, they got the Oscar for Best Original Song for their stupid South Park movie.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Tony for Book of Mormon. They got the Grammy for the song. Like, a lot of the times, if you win for song in Oscars, you definitely get the Grammy.
Mm.
But then the Emmy is because South Park wins Emmys. So, like, they're EGOTs. You know, those two dinguses.
Interesting. You know?
But... Yeah, so I don't know. I'm sure Donald Glover is a nice enough man, considering his status,
mm-hmm,
you know. But
level wise, between some
I just can't imagine that you can stay grounded.
Right,
you just can't, because everyone, even if you just be like osmosis, the people around you, like even if he's nice, the people that he's around in Hollywood who make these TV shows, the Ari Golds of the world. He's got to absorb some of that from them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you see someone that you work with do something and there be no repercussions, you can do that thing also.
Right.
And most people will.
Yeah.
Which was the point of John Mulaney's, like, is Mick Jagger a jerk? Well, yes, but he's also Mick Jagger, so it's okay. And that's why he is a jerk, because he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's earned that in life. Well, I think that's also a problem. A lot of yes men for... Being that big, you gotta have a lot of people just like up on you at all times, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I have not listened to that song.
Let's listen to it so we can get copywritten.
We're actually 4 minutes over the showtime.
No.
You gotta play Cuphead. I hear the ladies out there.
I'm not gonna
see it. Watch
no.
that. Hey, ladies, do you want us to do 5 more minutes of show or play Cuphead? Yeah, they just yelled Cuphead.
That's Chris. So. She doesn't count.
Britt, do you want it?
Boom.
Britt says, I don't care.
Boom. Watch it.
Britt, they can't hear you. She said Cuphead.
No, she didn't. Watch the fucking video.
I'm not watching This Is America.
Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, God, you're a
Let's do it
dad.
On Sunday.
No.
Let's do it on Sunday.
No.
Yeah, because I got a whole spiel about why I didn't watch it.
No. Okay.
And I want you to investigate my psyche.
But by then, it's going to be out of the mainstream, man. We're going to miss our thing.
If it's good... It should always be in the mainstream, man.
Remember in 2016 when clowns were killing people?
I still remember that, yes.
Only because I brought it up?
No, it's because when I go... All right, God, you freaking...
The big D told you to watch the video, bro.
These emojis right here, mm-hmm. These are middle fingers, by the way. All right. This is America. We only care about mocking Colby. That's literally this show. Okay, here we go, dudes. All right, copyright strikes. Here we go, dude.
Here we go, dude.
Can't wait. This is America. It's the first time I've ever heard it.
Yep.
The only part of this that I've seen is the This Is America part because of the memes.
Oh, yeah. It happens pretty fast.
This sucks. Get on with it.
It's got to build, man. Let it build. He just wants to party for gold. He wants the money.
Why is he wearing a shirt?
Dude, because he loves his sexy body. He's shirtless all the time. Like, all the time.
What's with his face?
Just wait.
This is for memes.
I mean, it might be for memes.
That's obviously for memes. That's why else would you do that for memes? This is America. Don't catch you slipping now.
Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. It's got, like, I've seen so many analysis videos of this fucking music video. So many.
I mean, do you think that he actually analyzed it that much?
People think he did.
Like, if we gave our show to a psychiatrist,
mm-hmm.
they would say more about it than we ever would.
Right. I mean, that's a good point, but some of this is on purpose.
You know what this man wants? He wants to make a political statement, probably about gun violence. That'd be my guess.
That's a good
or
one.
Violence against black people. That'd
that's
be my
also
guess.
A good one.
Okay? And he wants to go viral on the internet. Those are his two goals. Probably to make a good song.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the only reason he's walking like
you
that.
You might
for
be
the memes.
Right. You might not.
Brit says, make it stop. This is America. I mean, I kind of agree with the statement. Okay, you guys heard my gun rant, so I'm not going to repeat it because I can't.
There's a lot of tiny things.
It just gets me.
Rock hard!
Oh,
yes, it does!
Dude, I didn't know you had a cameo in the song.
I do.
It's incredible.
I know Gambino, actually. We went to the same church. Yeah.
You know what I told my chat?
Mm.
You know Gambino's Pizza?
Yeah.
I told him part of the reason I hate him is because every time I think of his name, I think of pizza.
You want pizza? Thank you, trash. Very,
what if
very
we make a version
stuff?
Of this video where it's This Is America and then it's just me eating pizza very fast? I let myself laugh, dude, thinking about a big fat white kid eating pizza. That is America.
That is part of it.
Yeah, I don't even own a gun. I'm scared of them.
Also this.
That's what's happening. Thanks for your sub. Thanks for your sub, Trash.
Yes,
we really do appreciate
you.
Four months in a row, Trash Chan.
I just checked my follow and listen. You motherfucker.
All right, well, Brittany, you go buy it. You're employed.
Ready for James Brown? Here comes James Brown.
Get down. I don't know. I kind of like the song.
The song's not bad.
It's pretty good.
But
it's like all things Donald Glover for me. It is not that good.
Right.
It's not good enough to sweep the entire internet. I get it has shock value.
Yeah.
That's I get that, but that's not why. I had no idea that happened in this video. All I know is that he did this.
Right.
That's what I knew he did. That's all I knew.
That's fucking funny.
And that's not his point.
That's
probably why that
point.
Vice article was like, don't meme this.
Right. The main themes were, every time he had a gun, he put it in a red cloth, so they treat the guns better than people.
Okay.
Him dancing with the children was kind of like a distraction in front of all the shit that was happening in the background, which was just chaos.
Okay.
And then also, yeah, he looks like Jim Crow there at the beginning when he shoots the guy.
Who's that?
Jim Crow? Jim Crow laws? He's the first, like, black comedian or black face way back in the day. It was real racist.
I mean, most people back in the day were racist.
Yeah.
You ever heard of slaves? Yeah. Pretty racist.
But like most of all those videos
down,
right
Jack.
There. One, two.
This one right here, Thor's on his trailer.
No.
He's white. White. I mean, white, you know, naked
also,
and white.
Just a side note, that Joyner Lucas
white.
Song, I'm Not Racist.
This man's trying to sell his sweatpants.
Also pretty good.
You know, very white. Like, as white as can be. White
Natalie's
face right there.
Natalie's Rap 2.0.
She's appropriating
man,
our culture,
thing.
Man. That's what's happening.
All right.
Okay. No.
Well,
Colby,
on Sunday, you'll get his reaction to that video and why he
I
didn't
just
watch
reacted.
It. Well.
Here's why I didn't watch it, and it's bad, okay? Mm-hmm. I am here hosting a pop culture show twice a week. 5.5-6 hours a day, I'm over at my channel talking pop culture with my chat.
Mm-hmm.
I purposely didn't watch this video because it's too popular.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not because I'm a hipster.
Oh, so who's the hipster
like,
now?
Like, it sounds like something a hipster.
Who's the hipster
it's
now?
It's honestly the other way around. Like, I don't care because people want me to. Which might also be a hipster thing.
It's very all what you're saying right now is hipster.
But I'm not a hipster. Am I a hipster?
I mean, you have been growing more and more into a hipster.
How am I a hipster?
You don't like popular
Do
things?
Hipsters own streaming shorts?
You don't like
no.
Star Wars? Yeah, they're all about comfortability. They don't care about
care
how they
about
look.
I care massively about how I work, especially the massive
not
part.
Look.
Look. I can't speak, man!
You don't care enough to do anything, or else you'd be out there lifting tires.
I'm going to destroy everything about your life!
Oh,
starting
God.
With your dildo collection. I couldn't think of anything else. Show's over!
Got
it's
it.
It's over!
It's over.
Song is playing!
Hey, guys in chat, don't go anywhere. We'll be back. In like 5 minutes or so.
Hey guys,
Colby
thanks for,
plays games.
Thanks for watching the show.
Yeah, thanks.
We're gonna if you're watching us live on Twitch, which I hope you are.
You better
okay,
be.
We're gonna take a 5 minute break so Colby could pee. And I could do some deep breathing. And we are going to come back and Colby will be playing Cuphead.
Yay!
Live on stream. Colby plays games.
Colby plays Cuphead.
So if you're watching live on Twitch, stick around. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. For everybody else who's listening on audio or you're watching the YouTube on demand, we'll be back Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, live at twitch.tv. We'd love if you come check us out. If you don't, you know the places. Audio on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Video on demand at youtube.com/SethandColby. And, of course, Colby Plays Games is also on the YouTube channel if you want to check that out. You can also support the show. You know the general ways. Sub to us on Twitch. Cheer, donate. Really helps the show. It truly does. You also follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All at Seth and Colby.
Get that merch.
You can also join the Discord
get
community.
The merch,
we have a Reddit if you want to go there.
There's
and
t-shirts.
Yeah, you can buy a T-shirt too.
Just T-shirts.
Buy a T-shirt or a hoodie. We got hoodies also.
Or hoodies.
They're both there. So thank you guys so much
hot
for watching.
Now, though, so
people
t-shirt.
Who are live, no, you can buy a hoodie, dude. Hoodies never go out of style. Man's not hot.
T-shirt.
Man's not hot. So. People who are live on Twitch right now, stick around. We're going to switch over to Cuphead, switch over to Colby Plays Games. Everybody else, thank you so much for hanging out tonight. And we will see you in a second, people watching
see
live. Everyone else,
Sunday
we'll see you on Sunday, dudes. We will see you then.